What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
All right, holy shit. Donald Trump was named all throughout Jeffrey Epstein's emails, and Epstein implicates him in some pretty nasty ways. Now, the House Oversight Committee has been investigating this, has been trying to get the files released for a while, and CNN is finally reporting a story today. Quote, Epstein mentioned Trump multiple times in private emails, new release shows. The story gets increasingly bizarre as I read it, so make sure you drop a like, make sure you watch until the end, and subscribe for more. This says, Jeffrey Epstein, a convicted sex offender whose death by suicide has spawned intense scrutiny of the high-profile people he knew, mentioned Donald Trump by name multiple times in private correspondence over the last 15 years with an associate and an author in Trump's orbit, according to newly released emails from Democrats on the House Oversight Committee. The emails to longtime Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell, who was convicted of sex trafficking after Epstein's death, and the author Michael Wolff, include conversations in which Epstein asserts Trump spent significant time with a woman whom oversight Democrats describe as a victim of Epstein's sex trafficking. So Donald Trump spent a lot of time with one of Epstein's primary victims. The emails also include a message in which Epstein asserts Trump, quote, knew about the girls, seemingly in reference to Trump's claim that he kicked Epstein out of his Mar-a-Lago club for poaching young women who worked there, quote-unquote poaching. That's a weird word to use, but according to the newly released emails. So Caitlin Collins is the one that's breaking this story. There's a lot more to read, but Epstein says that Trump knew about the girls, and we knew this the entire time. Virginia Giuffre, who unfortunately tragically killed herself back in April, she was groomed out of Mar-a-Lago in, I believe, 1999, early 2000, somewhere around that time frame. And Trump said in 2003, Jeffrey Epstein likes to party. He likes them young. Donald Trump definitely understood what was going on. And Donald Trump abused the very same power dynamics. When he owned a beauty pageant, multiple beauty pageants, and he used to walk in on these girls changing, that is Donald Trump abusing the very same power dynamics. When he says he grabs women by the pussy because they let him do it, sorry to be vulgar, those are his words. That is him abusing the exact same power dynamic over and over. But let's continue reading this. The emails were released Wednesday by Democrats on the House Oversight Committee, who obtained them after subpoenaing Epstein's estate earlier this year. Trump did not receive or send any of the messages. They didn't come from him, which largely predated his time as the president. So a lot of them were from maybe 2015, 2014. But still, the connection is so clear, and Donald Trump's squirminess around the situation makes the connection even more clear, if you get what I'm saying. Every single time Donald Trump goes on camera and talks about Epstein, it makes me more confident that something weird happened. To continue, he has not been accused of any criminal wrongdoing officially. Just CNN had to point that out, which is true. He hasn't been officially accused of anything. In one email dated April 2nd, 2011, which CNN has independently reviewed, Epstein emailed Maxwell, I want you to realize that dog hasn't barked is Trump. Blank spent hours at my house with him. He has never once been mentioned, police chief, etc. I'm 75% there. Maxwell responded, I've been thinking about that. What does it mean the dog that hasn't barked? Blank spent time at my house with him. The woman, the girl. Just think about this. It sounds like he's saying Trump is the one variable, the one person who hasn't barked yet. The dog hasn't barked on Donald Trump. The context of the message was not immediately clear. About 3 years earlier, in June 2008, Epstein had been sentenced to 18 months in a minimum security prison after pleading guilty to state charges of solicitation and prostitution and solicitation of a prostitution with a minor under the age of 18. Two separate things. He was released from prison in July 2009, having served just 13 months. So what he's saying right there is he's surprised Trump hasn't been roped into the situation after all of this happened, after this unnamed victim spent so much time with Donald Trump. Really quickly, it's worth pointing out that now that Representative Adelita Grijalva is going to be sworn in, we'll see more and more releases as this discharge petition is voted on. Representative Adelita Grijalva was the 218th vote that Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was not swearing in for a long time for some convenient reason. Kalshi's Market says, which party will be the 218th signature for Massey's Epstein discharge petition? And the Kalshi Market is even by an overwhelming margin showing that Democrats will be the last vote, which means Democrats are clearly the ones who are winning the optical battle, but even beyond the optical battle, beyond the politics of it, they have the moral high ground in this situation. Democrats want transparency. They want to release the files, and the files are not looking good for Donald Trump. Let's continue here. Epstein was released from prison in July of 2009, having served just 13 months. Years later, his plea deal would face media criticism as being too lenient. And by the way, the guy who gave him that lenient sweetheart plea deal, Acosta, was then working in the Trump admin a decade later. Trump hired him. Hired this guy. It's all so interconnected, I'm not even making this up. To continue, Maxwell told Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche in an interview earlier this year that she, quote, never witnessed the president in any appropriate setting in any way, which is clearly a lie because the president was with the victim of Epstein, and that she didn't recall ever seeing Trump at Epstein's house. She said she did witness two men together in social settings. Okay, wait a minute. So maybe Ghislaine doesn't view these social settings as inappropriate because in her twisted mind, the age of consent doesn't mean anything, so she can just frame it as two men together. Quote, the president was never inappropriate with anybody. In the times that I was with him, he was a gentleman in all respects. Yeah, but she would call Epstein a gentleman too, just keep in mind. The name of the person Epstein referenced in his email was redacted by the House Oversight Committee, which is absolutely responsible to do, who received a tranche of 23,000 documents from his estate to protect her identity. CNN has not been able to determine who the person is. Even if they did, we wouldn't say the victim's name. Trump's relationship with Epstein has been under scrutiny amid a political firestorm in Washington over whether and when the federal government will release all of its files on the late sex trafficker who died during Trump's first term. Ghislaine Maxwell was moved to a minimum security prison during Trump's second term. The latest release also included emails between Epstein and Michael Wolff, including one from January 2019 during Trump's first term and about 7 months before Epstein died by suicide in prison. 7 months before. According to the email reviewed by CNN, Epstein wrote to Wolff, apparently to address Trump's claim that he asked Epstein to resign his membership at the president's Mar-a-Lago club. Quote, Trump said he asked me to resign, Epstein wrote, adding, never a member, ever. Of course he knew about the girls, as he asked Ghislaine to stop. Oh my lord. That is Jeffrey Epstein just saying it right there in an email. Trump knew. We knew that Trump knew, but now it is undeniable. Epstein himself admitted it. The White House has said Trump barred Epstein from his Mar-a-Lago club for being a creep, and then Trump himself said Epstein stole young women. This is insane. There were conspiracy theories for years about Hillary Clinton having some cabal of young children who she would suck the blood of and then, you know, give to the Illuminati or whatever in like pizza parlors. No evidence. No evidence for any of this. Just crazy schizophrenic conspiracies. But when Epstein himself is saying, yeah, of course I used to groom girls out of Mar-a-Lago, Trump knew as well. And when Trump goes in front of the camera, he's like, yeah, of course he stole girls out of Mar-a-Lago. Apparently the public moves on within weeks. What the absolute hell? The White House has said Trump barred Epstein from the club for being a creep, but Epstein said that was not true in an email. Trump's association with Epstein has long been public, though the U.S. president has denied any wrongdoing. He filed a libel lawsuit against the publisher of the Wall Street Journal, and he's asking for $10 billion. In a third email released by the House Oversight Committee and viewed by CNN Wednesday, Wolf, who published a book on Trump's West Wing in 2018, wrote Epstein with the subject line, Heads Up, in 2015. That was a day of a CNN Republican primary debate. Quote, I hear CNN planning to ask Trump about his relationship with you, either on air or in scrum afterwards, Wolf reportedly wrote to Epstein. Epstein, according to the email, responded, if we were able to craft an answer for him, what do you think it should be? Oh, wow. So this is some interesting PR stuff. Wolf answered, I think you should let him hang himself. If he says he hasn't been on the plane or to the house, then that gives you valuable PR and political currency. You can hang him in a way that potentially generates a positive benefit for you, or if it really looks like he could win, you could save him, generating a debt. Of course, it is possible that when asked, he'll say Jeffrey is a great guy and he's gotten a raw deal and is a victim of political correctness, which is to be outlawed in a Trump regime. So they're actually weighing the political calculations that Ghislaine Maxwell is going through right now. And I guess this is pure politics. They're essentially saying, if he denies any wrongdoing, any association with you, and there's an admission here, if he denies being on the plane or being to the house, then that gives you leverage. You can drop a bomb on him, so to speak. Michael Wolff says, if Trump looks like he's about to win, you can tell him that, hey, I'm not going to release this and I'm going to save your ass. Therefore, Trump will be in debt to Epstein and Epstein could get off. I mean, it creates so many conflict of interest. It creates so many different strands. And like, I don't want to use the word conspiracy, but it creates so many different conspiracy lanes about how this could all intersect. I mean, when you take into account Epstein died just a few years after this under Trump, it's interesting. Wolf has indicated publicly that he has interviewed Epstein, and the Daily Beast has reported it obtained recordings in which Epstein spoke at length to the author about Trump and claimed the two were close friends. I'm going to leave it there, but double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed because we will continue to relentlessly update this.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.